you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, September 27th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Public health officials continue to see encouraging numbers when it comes to COVID-19 hospitalizations in Los Angeles County. The number of patients in county hospitals now stands at just over 900. A month ago, there were over 1,700 patients. Officials say that they are also seeing a gradual downward trend in cases and deaths over the past several weeks. Yesterday, LA County reported 1,174 new infections, 14 additional deaths, but those numbers likely reflect reporting delays over the weekend. A new law is shaking up California's approach to addressing wildfires. Governor Newsom signed Assembly Bill 9 last week to create a new branch under the state fire marshal. It will primarily focus on forest management and making communities more resilient. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports it's a responsibility historically handled by firefighters.
The workforce will develop projects including forest thinning and prescribed burns. It will also work with property owners to encourage home hardening. Fire scientists say the state and federal government need to substantially increase forest management work in the coming years in order to curb out-of-control wildfires.
The state will spend $50 million to create this new branch. An Anaheim family that was trapped in Kabul after the Taliban takeover is finally home safe. KPCC's Leslie Beristain Rojas spoke with them after they flew home over the weekend.
Bashir and Nasima Kashefi and their three young children arrived at LAX Saturday night. On Sunday, back at their Anaheim apartment, Bashir Kashefi said they feel incredibly lucky.
To get my family safely back home, that was my purpose. It was my big hope to come home. And my dreams come true.
The family was visiting relatives in Kabul in August when Taliban forces took the Afghan capital. Their flight home was canceled. Bashir had something to fear. He had been an interpreter for the U.S. military for 7 years. They came to live in Anaheim as refugees 4 years ago. After Kabul fell, they went to the airport every day for 9 days, their three young children in tow, but they could never get out. After weeks of hiding out with friends and relatives, they were finally evacuated to Qatar last week, along with other Americans. Now that they're home, there's lots to do. Getting back to work, getting the older kids back to school, and seeing if they can help get some of their relatives out of Afghanistan. But for now, Kashefi says, they'll get some rest. I'm Leslie Beristain Rojas.
Firefighters in the Gorman area are making major progress on a brush fire sparked by a burning big rig earlier this month. The Immigrant Fire has burned more than 250 acres since it first broke out 10 days ago near Interstate 5 at Vista Del Lago Road. Angeles National Forest officials say it's now 98% contained. The problem is the fire remains a potential threat to a high-pressure natural gas line, power transmission lines, homes in the area, and the movement of big rigs on Interstate 5. Los Angeles businesses have been trying to pick themselves up through the pandemic, but recovery appears to be harder for Asian-owned businesses, according to a recent survey. Let's get more from KPCC's Josie Huang.
When Dennis Huang walks around Chinatown, he's startled by how quiet pockets of the neighborhood are.
I mean, ocean seafood, a dim sum place, I don't think they're there anymore. And Bamboo Plaza, there's no one there.
Huang heads the Asian Business Association of LA. He's convinced his members are rebounding more slowly from the pandemic. To find out, Huang crafted a survey with Paul Ong, a UCLA professor emeritus. Of the 400 or so respondents, more than 60% said they had experienced a large negative effect from the pandemic. Compare that to less than 40% of California businesses who said so in a similar survey by the U.S. Census Bureau. Ong says the COVID impact may be bigger than their English-only survey captured.
So many of the most hard-hit businesses are run by immigrants who don't speak English as their first language.
Ong says they're in industries like restaurants and nail salons. Over half of the respondents said they had to close at some point during the pandemic. State relief funds could help these small businesses, but Huang says many don't know about them or think they're eligible.
I go to the retailers, I'll speak in Mandarin to them and say, hey, there's free money you don't need to pay back from the government. They are very skeptical about it.
Huang says he ended up sitting down with two restaurant owners and filling out applications for them. I'm Josie Huang.
A little bit cooler today at the beaches. It'll be in the upper 60s in the LA Basin, coastal valleys, and inland Orange County. It'll be in the mid 70s. The Riverside area will be up around 80 degrees. The Antelope Valley and low desert communities will reach the low 90s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, read more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.